Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hi, I'm Damien Huffman with your 7 News briefing for Friday, March 4. The Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine is reportedly on fire after an attack by Russian troops. The mayor of a nearby town made the announcement on Facebook today, adding that there had been casualties and firefighters were unable to reach the plant. Ukraine's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Dmytro Kuleba, also posted online, tweeting that the Russian army was firing from all sides upon the power plant. He also warned that if it blew up, it would be 10 times larger than Chernobyl. The International Atomic Energy Agency says it's aware of the shelling and is monitoring the situation. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has apologised to parents after closing schools in the state's southeast today. The move was sparked by weather modelling showing severe and dangerous storms moving through the area throughout today and over the weekend. Those warnings have now been significantly downgraded by the Weather Bureau, but some showers and storms are still expected to impact areas already soaked by recent flooding. Meanwhile, a man's body has been found, taking the death toll from the catastrophic natural disaster to 10, with another man still missing. The body of the 53-year-old man was found under a wharf at the Port of Brisbane last night, 4 days after he was reported missing. And the airline pilot accused of the double murder of Melbourne campers Russell Hill and Carol Clay has lodged an unfair dismissal claim against his employer Jetstar. Gregory Stuart Lynn is accused of killing the pair at a remote campsite in the Victorian Alpine region in March 2020. Jetstar reportedly sacked Lynn in January, telling AAP it was clear he would not be coming back to work for some time. Jetstar says it rejects the Transport Workers Union's claims in the Fair Work Commission that the response in Mr. Lynn's case was disproportionate and lacked procedural fairness. The TWU said it was providing support to Mr. Lynn and noted it was not involved in the criminal justice matter. And that is your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Huffenden. For more news, head to 7news.com.au or tune into 7 News nightly at 6.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.